Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. Stay ahead of all the big games in the best league in the world, the Premier League. With the latest odds, form guides, expert opinions and more, the fans are the players at Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com, 18 plus, begambleaware.org. T's and C's apply.
Game day podcasts from TalkSport. Subscribe on Acast, iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Game day, the appendix.
Hi there, I'm Danny Kelly. Welcome to the Game Day Record Book Appendix, the bit where a show that's already as thick with stuff as a Dundee cake has the overspill from that. I'm delighted that the weekend's cast is still very much intact. Myself, broadcaster, commentator, comedian Tom Rennie is here. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
And so is Steve Lomas, formerly of Manchester City, West Ham, of course a Northern Ireland stalwart as well, though his attack on Manchester City's performance and the game against Norwich suggests he won't be very welcome in that part of the world for some time to come. Hello, Steve.
How are you doing, Danny?
Steve's a bit bewildered about this part of the show. We just talk a little bit of stuff that we didn't find to get into.
I'm bewildered you call me comedian. I'm not sure being booed off at the Comedy Store after 20 seconds means that. Maybe it doesn't mean I'm a comedian.
If you survived over 15 seconds, you're all right. That makes you a comedian.
Got midway into joke two before getting booed off. Does that count?
I think if I might start, it's 2 weeks because the international break, and the international break is something you want to talk about in a second. So we didn't have a chance to note the arrival of Mauro Icardi at PSG, that most dysfunctional of all football clubs. But also in the background there, you've now got an absolutely brilliant thing happening. Neymar's family are in charge of his ins and outs and his agents and all the rest of it. And Neymar's sister, whose name escapes me at the moment, and I know I'm going about Neymar again, is regarded at the club as an absolutely poison. She's into everything. She's as busy as 15 bees.
Rafaela,
thank you.
Rafaela Neymar.
And she is regarded by even the sort of slightly bonkers people who run PSG think, whoa, look at her. Into the mix has now been added Wanda Icardi, wife and agent of Mauro. Now, do you know anyone about Wanda? She fancies herself one of the most beautiful women in the world. She is attractive, don't get me wrong. She makes, I think, Mauro slightly press ganged and taking these incredible photographs of often they've got very little clothes. She's quite clothes averse. Sometimes there's a horse in the photographs as well. She likes to drape her naked body over the muzzle of a horse. And Wanda then puts these things up on Instagram for all to see.
I'm seeing no negatives so far.
No,
in this
just
story.
In a way.
This sounds fantastic.
It has to be, yeah.
Well, I'm thinking about downloading Instagram because of this.
Yes, and I think if you then speak to the administrators at Inter Milan, you'll find that if this was the extent of her carry on, it would be okay. But she's also very busy around her husband in the form of being. I mean, why would they let a player as brilliant as Icardi go if it wasn't a whole nuisance to keep him? So they've now got La Neymar and La Icardi mixed. And I'm all for women being involved in football. I'm not against Yoko Ono either, as it goes. But these two are adding to the already tremendous mix at PSG. I can't take my eyes off that club.
I would really love, and obviously if they've got that much money, and if he's on a long contract, Neymar, just let him rot in the reserves. I wish somebody would make a stand. No.
Yeah, but it happened with Winston Bogard, and all it did was cost Chelsea millions and millions of pounds.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
In the end,
we're not talking about the same.
Neymar doesn't care about football. Every time it's his sister's birthday, he has like a hamstring problem that keeps him out for six weeks. He doesn't care about football.
I just think it would imagine make a fantastic statement. Listen,
£1 million a month and Saturday's off. He'd love it. It sounds fantastic.
No, listen. At some stage,
I'll take
Tom.
It.
He wouldn't be happy. I'd just love a club to finally make a stance on it.
Here, I'm now showing them a picture of Icardi and Mrs. Icardi. She put up on Instagram recently. Mauro has got no clothes at all, but he's covered in tattoos from head to foot and is kneeling before, how can we put it, the more sensitive parts of her body. Is that fair?
I kind of want to use that. I'm definitely downloading Instagram. I'm making a profile right now. We need to do this.
I'm just going to say that to my, wallpaper on my phone.
Okay, so I'm just to check. It's a very rare occurrence for me. I'm the least pervy person in the room.
Icardi has a lot of tattoos, isn't he?
Have they been
drawn on, or are they his actual tattoos? I haven't found it yet, Steve. Give me a minute.
He is really, really covered in tattoos from head to foot. There are a whole...
She's Wanda. She's wandering. We're just now going on Instagram. That's
the show.
To be
fair,
now.
But it is something. He's kneeling like a German shepherd, isn't he? Obviously, we know who the boss is.
Indeed.
That's for certain.
Well, if Neymar, who of course we cannot stop mentioning, is the wrong kind of Brazilian, what about Ronaldinho, another great man who I love to hear about?
I love to wax on about him. Ronaldinho is dusting off his boots temporarily to play in Colombia for Independiente Santa Fe, one of the most joyous footballers ever to have played football. He's also got a little pot belly now, which makes me very, very happy because he's on the beaches doing kick-ups, having a bit of fun, looks a bit like someone's out of shape grandpa.
Of football. What a footballer, by the way.
Him so much.
What a player.
So what's to stop him going enjoying this retirement and this semi-retirement in Santa Fe?
Well, he wants to go to Santa Fe. By the way, I don't know anything about Colombian football. I know almost nothing. But apparently Santa Fe are a very good side, 17 times league winners. So he's going to a proper team, not going to like the Dog and Duck 11 for a few games or whatever they might be called. Doug and Doc, good name that. But he can't, it seems, go to Colombia right now because the Brazilian authorities are withholding his passport. He's got to stay currently in Brazil because he has failed to pay a fine for, quote, environmental damage.
Whatever that may be.
I'm assuming...
Draw your own conclusions.
I'm assuming it was just personal use.
Of course, you say you know nothing about Colombian football. Naturally, there's someone in the room who knows something about Colombian football. Let me help you. It has had two extraordinary moments in the sun. Of course, and in a bad way, in the last 25 years, it's been entirely run by the cartels. And we saw what happened to Andreas Escobar and all the rest of it. It is a victim of that country's political narcotic problems and all the rest of it. But prior to that, in the 1950s, Colombia's league was the most important in world football.
Was it?
Because it was one of the very first leagues to abandon the maximum wage. And so...
Wow.
Many of the great players of the world went and played for two or three years in Colombia, including England internationals. And, of course, when Di Stefano, who goes on to be the player that dominates the early days of what now called the Champions League, then the European Cup, when he is a part of a tug of war between Barcelona and Real Madrid, he's coming from a club in Colombia. Because that's where the money was. The Colombian League has this, this moment in the sun.
And I'll add another little fact to that. I've actually got Andreas Escobar's shirt. Before the 1990 World Cup. And at the end of the day, he was a fantastic player. Him, Freddy Recon, who was the guy with the
Valderrama, Carlos Valderrama.
Valderrama, who straightened his hair recently.
What a team they had.
They had a wonderful team, yes.
Listen, that was a great experience.
That reminds me of another great shirt swap story involving an Irish international. Other side of the border. There is no border now, of course. Tick-tock. Matt Holland always tells a great story about playing against the Netherlands. And Ruud van Nistelrooy, at the end of the game, said, Matt, can I have your shirt? He said, well, not him, we'll do it in the tunnel. But I came off thinking, wow, how good am I? Ruud van Nistelrooy wants my shirt. It's only when he got home and people said, it's got Holland written on the back. He wants a green shirt that says Holland on the back. And Matt, it's to this day, he's as flat as a balloon after 3 days after a party because Ruud wanted the shirt because it said Holland on the back. I think we're going to leave the final bit of appendix to you as well.
I have to tell you this. I don't know if you are a big fans of the Russian top division hockey leagues. I'm sure you are. You've got a very wide breadth of knowledge, Danny. You may have seen the game recently between Ishtal Ivishkev and Chelmit finished 3-2 to
Belgium game, one of the best.
They're based just outside Hashinkosh and Shoken. Of course, Team Wolves might be playing in the Europa League soon. Anyway, goalkeeper Saveli Konovov, he got the Man of the Match award. And what do you get as a Man of the Match award? Is it a bottle of champagne? Is it a statuette? Is it a bottle of whiskey?
Bit of champagne?
Bit of champers? Anything like that? No. The captain walks into the dressing room. You can see this online right now. The goaltender, who's the guy who wins the man of the match, he's sitting there, shirt off, sweating. He's won man of the match, won the game for his team, and the captain walks into the dressing room holding a fully loaded AK-47.
Oh, magnificent.
This is what you get as a man of the match award, a fully loaded AK-47, and he's sitting there, and I don't know whether he knows that he's about to get this, but all of a sudden the door opens, everyone's filming him, and a guy's got an AK-47. It's less your man of the match and more say hello to my little friend.
Although you might be a little bit disturbed by that, because, you know, a bottle of champagne might be a rarity. The Kalashnikov AK-47, of course, is the most produced weapon in history. There are more Kalashnikovs on the planet than any other gun ever made. And I think the figures, I think there may be one for every 10 human beings, if you count all the illegally made ones in parts of Asia.
That's great. The Russian equivalent to a bottle of crystal. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. I almost believed that. It was so good. Listen, thank you very, very much, Steve and Tom, there, and all of you for listening to the Game Day Record Book Appendix. It's a must listen every week. More next week.
The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. The latest odds? We set them. Form guides? We've got them. Expert opinions? We share them. The best fans in the world deserve the best. Be match day ready before the whistle blows with Ladbrokes. Odds update on Talk Sport with Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com. 18 plus. Be gambleaware.org. T's and C's apply.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.